stinking idea. Whether you're a small, medium, or large business, you must adhere to the modern marketing methods. I Think an Idea provides insights into marketing techniques that work for today's businesses as well as consumers alike. Learn about the best methods of business development for today's marketplace. Internet marketing, utilizing social media, and business marketing. Put on your thinking cap as you enter the Think Tank.
How did you learn this? How did you learn internet marketing?
Well, that's a good question. It's, you know, internet marketing is, in my opinion, almost like Alice in Wonderland.
Okay.
So you jump down this hole of internet marketing, mm-hmm. and you think you know what it is. It's kind of like, I remember when I was young, I went to Jamaica, mm-hmm. and, you know, I love swimming. So I remember as a kid, like, jumping off a diving board, and I was like, wow, this is really high. Like, you're a couple feet up, mm-hmm. and you jump off and you're like, whoa, oh my God, that was so much fun. And then like you go to Jamaica and there's a cliff that you can jump off of. And the funny thing with that is a lot of times you don't really know what you don't know.
Right.
So it has to do with your reference point. And so somebody that knows internet marketing and somebody else that knows internet marketing, there might be two totally different definitions.
Right.
I was in Australia, and I was in a direct sales company, expanding a company throughout Australia and New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And I remember this guy that I met with, you know, sometimes you have this seed planted that kind of opens up your mind. Mm-hmm. But this guy said to me, hey, have you ever read a book called The 4-Hour Workweek? Mm-hmm. And it's by Tim Ferriss. And a lot of times when I share that with people, they go, oh, ha, 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 you know, do you work 4 hours a week? But it was more about the concept of what was in the book. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I was reading it, because the guy said, well, why are you going after all these people? Mm-hmm. Like, I was in direct sales.
Yes.
And he said, well, why are you going and meeting with all these people and traveling to every major city in Australia and New Zealand? Why are you going to meet people and giving them, you know, magazines, DVDs, doing meetings, 500 to 10,000 people? He said, well, what if they contacted you? And I was like, that's a good question. What if they contacted me? How does that work?
Right.
So he referred me to this book called The 4-Hour Workweek, and it really opened up my mind to a lot of different ideas. Initially, when I listened to it, I was really confused because I was like, this guy was talking about the new rich, mm-hmm. and this new kind of money where you can actually have a business and you can be anywhere and you could generate income and still have your time and still have freedom to kind of live a good lifestyle.
Right.
As opposed to being very office driven or having a huge, you know, corporate office. And it made a lot of sense to me. And I think what it really did was it opened up my mind. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, yeah, that's amazing. Imagine if I focused some energy on the internet and people found me, mm-hmm. instead of me finding them. And so I'll tell you my funny story. Like, when I had my event planning company, I put myself up on Google, and I had this really horrible website that was made in Microsoft Front Page. It was almost like a Word document. This was back in 1996. Mm-hmm. And when I look back, I was like, that was the most horrible website I could ever have. But what happened was I would update it all the time, and I would put new content in it, and I put it in directories at the time, like if you had backlinks or you had your meta tags correct. Mm-hmm. Then you would rank. So here I am in California, and I get this call, and it was Blockbuster. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, you know, Blockbuster. And at the time, Blockbuster was really big because they had all these video stores.
Right.
And so they said, well, we want you to, you know, do some grand openings for us and some marketing. Mm-hmm. We have all these different locations. And I said, okay. They said, we like you and we want to do business with you. Keep this between you and me. Mm-hmm. We don't want to go and hire any, you know, people. If you already can do this, then just send me an invoice. And it was probably one of the most refreshing experiences I had, being like a young guy in business, mm-hmm. where someone says, send me an invoice. And I sent him an invoice. I think it was like 30 grand.
Okay.
Because we had to fly to these locations, uh-huh. and we had to bring people and give them per diem, like money to spend. And this was back in 1996. And And then they just sent us a check for like the 30 grand. And I was like, wow. I was like, imagine that. Like, they found me with this horrible website that I had. Mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't think it was horrible. I was just like, hey, we need a website to do business.
Right.
So, but the funny thing is that the internet has actually taken out Blockbuster.
Right.
And here, Blockbuster was like one of my first corporate clients that found me online.
Right.
Now people do streaming. Like, it's kind of funny because this office that we're talking to right now, you know, we have Amazon and Sony PlayStation and Netflix. And these are the companies right now that are growing because they have their own platform that's not dependent on a network. They've created their own streaming channel
that
pushes out content. And now people don't even have to go to the movie theater. They could actually just have a big screen TV at home and plug into Netflix or Amazon. So that's kind of my funny story with Blockbuster. Because then I started getting clients like Guess Jeans, Aramark Uniform Services, some really big companies that found us online. And it became magical to me. I mean, imagine you wake up and all of a sudden somebody calls you, then you don't even know who they are.
Right.
And now they're giving you thousands of dollars and tell you to just send an invoice. It's a great client to have. So, you know, the fact that we focused on a lot of attention to detail and we were big on serving clients, no matter what business I've been in, it's always been about serving your clients and making sure they're happy and they get a lot more value than what they pay you for. So the internet can become magic if people take advantage of it and they leverage it. I mean, you look at, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, whether you like him or you don't like him. Here's a kid that in his 20s became a billionaire.
Right.
Because of the network of Facebook is huge. So you need huge leverage these days to make, you know, make money, whether that's content or channels or backlinks or, you know, if you want to call it a spider web, you know, build a big web and that web can collect all the money for you as long as you're doing the right thing.
Right.
So.
I think an idea.
Think Tank is sponsored by I Think an Idea, a premier digital marketing agency located in Santa Monica, California. I Think an Idea works with Silicon Beach companies, Fortune 500 and 1,000 businesses, and small businesses that want to grow their company both online and off. For more information, go to ithinkanidea.com.